90 minutes to 10. Queen's 90th birthday today. Her Majesty celebrating with a walkabout in Windsor. There are going to be beacons lit across the country later on today. About 1,000 of those. If you want to find out where they are in our part of the world, in Dorset, Hampshire, the Isle of Wight, then there's a video on our Facebook page this morning. And we also sent a couple of our reporters off to schools in the south who are doing their bit to celebrate. Dominic Blake is at a school in Portsmouth where they've had a surprise visit from the Royal Navy Band this morning. And Dom, this is Solent Infant School in Farlington. What's been happening there today?
Well, everyone's really getting into the spirit of this, Steve. The children have come in dressed in red, white and blue. Some of their faces, I can see, are painted with the Union flag, and there are Union flag ribbons in some of their hair, Union flag hats and red, white and blue clothes everywhere. And they had a really big surprise this morning. There was an assembly, and at a crucial point, in walked a lady dressed as the Queen, and her arrival, to the complete surprise of the children, was heralded by a fanfare played by members of Her Majesty's Royal Marines Band. That is the big moment when in walked the Queen, and then there were gasps, and one of the teachers playing the Queen gave the royal wave and thanked them for their birthday wishes and walked out, leaving the children quite flabbergasted. And I'm with Lucy Wilby, who's the head teacher. Lucy, there was that lovely moment, but in a minute there's going to be another event where the children are going to go out into the playground. They're going to form up, form the letters E to R in the playground. A big shout for... That's all going to be captured on video. Everyone's really getting into the spirit of this, aren't they?
They certainly are, yes. It's taken a lot of planning and it's slightly snowballed. It started with a wonderful idea from one of our fantastic staff who just after Christmas decided we would dress in red, white and blue. And it kind of haven't stopped since. The children have been involved in saying exactly what they wanted to do and how they wanted to celebrate. And it's culminated in the most fantastic day today.
And there was a lot of tiptoeing around, a lot of sneaking around the band here in their finery with their long swords and belt buckles, trying not to give the game away. And there was that lovely moment when the doors opened and that fanfare was played. What do you think of the reaction from the children?
It was amazing. They were absolutely shocked. Their faces said it all. There were smiles. There were, you know, just laughter and enjoyment of this very special, special visitors for us.
Well, we've got a few of the children here with us. This is George, Freya, Millie and Beatrice. Let's just ask you, if you could send a special message to the Queen today, what would you all say?
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
And you've all really made the effort, haven't you? You're all wearing lovely different things. Just tell me what you're all wearing.
I'm wearing my red tie.
A special hat.
My Union Jack hat.
And moving down the line.
I'm wearing my red, white and blue dress with red, white and blue ribbons in my hair.
Now, here's someone who's made an extra effort. Your whole face is painted. Tell me about that.
My mummy painted it.
And you've got two lovely Union flags on each cheek. And here's another one all dressed up.
I'm wearing red leggings, a white top and a lovely navy blue cardigan.
And just tell me briefly, how much of a surprise was it when there was this huge fanfare and in walked somebody looking just like the Queen? What did you all think of that?
We thought it was fun and nice to see her. It was amazing.
Well, it's obviously been a special day for the children, and someone who's helped to make it special is Tim Carter from the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines. Tim, you're looking absolutely resplendent in the Royal Marines uniform there, medals glinting on the chest and the sword by your side. A totally unexpected moment for the children. Why is this an important day for you?
Well, it's an important day for me personally because it's Her Majesty's official birthday and we'd like to celebrate that. Also, it just firms up the strong relationship that the Royal Marines have always had with the Royal Family and indeed Her Majesty. We are, after all, the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines.
And also there's another event going to happen outside very shortly. Just talk us quickly through that.
Well, I believe the children are going to make a special shape in the playground in the shape of E2R, and the fanfare team will create that crown, a circle... semicircle on the top of that E2R.
And there's some technology involved out there. We're going to have a camera up a higher platform and some sort of aerial photography going on, and maybe that message going up to the palace, I hear.
Well, I think so. You never know, but I believe there's going to be quite a few television cameras there, yes.
Well, Tim and everybody else, thank you very much for letting us come down to the school today. That's how it's being celebrated at the Solent Infant School in Portsmouth, Steve. And I think we're going to be hearing a bit more about the birthday celebrations from my colleague Sophia later on this morning.
Yes, Dom, all things being well, we'll cross live to Southbourne in a few minutes part time. But Dominic Blake, our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter in Farlington for us this morning.